שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל
הסולם. We are reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, page 763 in Hebrew, letter 57. You can send your questions to Kab.TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Baal Sulam, letter 57. I received your letter, and instead of lamenting what is not lacking, it's better to worry about what is lacking. And this is the rule, that everything that depends on the hand of the Creator is in great abundance. And only about the vessels of reception that can only be impressed by the lower ones, since He expects their exertion in sanctity and purity. And we are concerned only in how to be rewarded with additional laboring. And he who adds to this and worries for nothing is actually taking away from this. And not only there is no need for it, he is actually damaging. And you should understand this clearly. And on the question about the friend, I have nothing to resist this moment, and the clever one should follow his reasoning. And regarding the remaining questions for which you seek answers, I will give you a single response to all of them. There is no happier state in the life of a person than when he finds himself desperate of his own strength, meaning that he labored and did everything in his power to do and had found no remedy for his condition. And precisely then that he is fitting a complete prayer for the help of the Creator, since he knows for sure that his work will not bring him the desired benefit. And as long as he feels even the least bit of strength on his part, his prayer is not complete, because the evil inclination precedes him and says that he is obligated to do first all that he can, and only later will he be worthy for the Creator. And on that it's written, the Creator is high and the lowly will see. Because after a person labors in all kinds of work and reaches despair, he comes to the true lowliness, that he knows that he is the lowliest of all, since he has nothing of use in his body. And then his prayer is complete, and he is answered immediately by his generous hand. And on that the scriptures say, and the sons of Israel sighed from the work, and their plea will rise upward, because the entirety of Israel have reached at that time the state of desperation from the work. And it is similar to one who draws water in a punctured vessel, and he draws water all day long and has not even a drop of water to quench his thirst. So it was for the sons of Israel in Egypt. As much as they built, the building would be swallowed in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, he who did not merit the love of the Creator, everything that he did in the work in purifying of the soul yesterday is found as if it was burnt to the ground tomorrow. And each day and each moment one has to start anew, as if he did nothing his entire life. And the people of Israel sighed from the work, because they clearly saw that they will never be qualified to produce anything from their own work. And therefore, their sigh and prayer were thoroughly whole, and their plea would rise upward, because the Creator hears the prayer, and He only waits for a complete prayer. It turns out that there is nothing, small or great, that cannot be attained with the power of prayer. And all the exertion and work to which we are obligated are only in order to discover the smallness of His strength and our lowliness, that we are worthy of nothing when using our own strength, because this is when we are most qualified to pour the complete prayer before the Creator. And one cannot argue that if that is the case, I decide in advance in my heart that I am worthy of nothing, and why would I labor and exert myself? It is truly a law of nature that there is none wiser as the experienced, And before a person tries in practice to do all that in his strength to do, he is not qualified whatsoever to come to the true degree of lowliness as mentioned above. Therefore, we are obligated. We are obligated to exert in sanctity and purity, as it is written, all that your hand is capable of doing, do it. And understand this, because it is deep and true. And I revealed this truth to you precisely so that you won't release your grip and you will not despair from the mercy. And even though you see nothing, because even when the full measure of exertion is reached, this is precisely the time for prayer. And until then, believe our sages who said, I didn't labor and I found, don't believe. And when you reach the full measure, your prayer will be complete, and the Creator will answer generously. And that is, as our sages have told us, I have labored and I have found, believe. Because he is not worthy to pray beforehand, and the Creator hears all prayers.
Any questions? I don't really have anything to add in the explanation. A wonderful, crisp letter.
He's writing every day, every moment, one has to start anew as if he didn't do anything his whole life.
Yes.
And lately we talk about having to start anew. What is the meaning here? What does it mean exactly, starting anew?
First of all, each day, each moment, well, each day, each moment is more precise, more correct, because we have many gaps in the day, many stops, as we learn that the great ones, they had hundreds of cessations each hour, and each time it was a new scrutinies, and each time it's a complete measure, complete ten sefirot, and there is a cessation between each and every scrutiny. In quantity, in quality, it is truly a new degree where it's unclear why the previous one has to be that way in as cause and consequence. That is why it is called anew, because the difference is more about quality than about quantity. That is, if the quantity changes, we don't quite feel that, even though the quantity later brings the quality. There is no quantity in spirituality. Only in order to diagnose, to detect, we speak that way. So, discernments that are different in quality, therefore each time I need new scrutinies, how to relate to it, where does it come from, what is the reason, what is my response, what is the purpose, how do we scrutinize it, by what do I approach the correction, where should the correction take place. All of those things, until I formulate the right state, it takes time. Until I focus, sharpen it, until I try to complete it, to feel, to imagine for myself how it really should be at the true spiritual degree. And where here, how do I come to that with my feeling, my understanding, my effort, and where do I not? Until I reach the correct deficiency, where I see that I am unable. It's not that I search for where I'm unable, rather, if I came to the right scrutiny, then this is how it appears to me. And then I see that here it can only be done with the help of the Creator. It's possible only with the Creator's help. Because in order to locate, if I locate the correction correctly, it has to be for the sake of the heavens through connection with the others. And here I see that I'm always in the opposite direction, and I always forget about that. I'm not in that. I cannot be constantly in Arvut, in Chibur, unity, in love of friends. It seems to me that the love of friends and the correction of the vessels are two opposite things. The love of friends, okay, fine, I have to love them. Well, I'm willing to somehow take part in that, incorporate with them. But the correction of the vessels, the revelation of the Creator, that is something that is very personal, individual, that doesn't belong to anyone except me. I cannot put the two of these together, and that's the main problem. Therefore, our work is always in how to arrange Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That Oraita, the Torah, the light, is revealed only in the light that reforms, that connects all of those together, because the whole of the Torah is love thy friend as thyself. Therefore, the light of the Torah means all the vessels and all the lights in which love is revealed. Connection to the point of love. And if I don't formulate this kli depicted before me, which is called Oraita, all the will to receive of the created being with all of its broken pieces, between which there are great distances full of hatred. And I want all of that to be covered with love. And I really want it. And then I need the Creator. And I aim myself towards Him through this kli. And then I need Him. And I don't just need Him like, well, if that's how it is, then come and do something good for me. Rather, it's a great pain that I am unable to be in this collective love in that general kli, that with that attitude. And it has to be manifested in some inner manner towards the group, the friends, if not in a revealed manner, then in a more eternal manner. That already depends on the person, on the time, on the height that one is at. Or like the Hasidim of Kotsk, that would actually show themselves in the opposite way. Or like us, who are following Rabash's guidance, that you have to show love for the others and your concern, etc. But whichever way it is, through the kli, which is called the general connection, with the light that reforms that is inside, with the light that is filling up that vessel, that is what we have to constantly engage in. And the Creator is what is revealed in the inside of this kli. He forms it, He keeps it, He heals it, and He fills it up. But it's in that state. And our problem is that we don't locate that state correctly. Rather, we think about the revelation of the Creator, that's in me. Just bring yourself into my heart. So it would be revealed in me. This is how each one keeps thinking in his egoistical form, that this is how it has to take place, because one is used to draw everything into himself, all the good things, all the achievements that he's thinking of, and there lies our problem. If we, and it can only be done with the force of the Arvut, are able to keep each one holding everyone so that we see the group in focus and the nation and the world, so that in that system everything takes place and there is nothing else. Otherwise, we're simply not in the place where reality is. Rather, all the rest, other than this outlook, is called the imaginary reality. Imaginary, fictional, not even as our world, but totally false. Egoistical in such a way, and here we also have to diagnose, distinguish, detect that serpent who is obstructing us, who is constantly deflecting us back into our impure heart. But again, without the collective group decision that we only care about that, and only through the friends I can care that I would be correctly focused, correctly aimed towards the group, that in it I will see the correction, it won't happen. And then we will also understand why we're unable to think in the direction of for the sake of heavens in order to truly bestow, that everything depends on that. And our thoughts are really in the direction of reception, not in the direction of bestowal. The revelation of the Creator appears to us as some sort of a nice candy. Yes.
He's writing here that he knows that he is the lowliest of all people. Ego from Chadera is asking, what does it mean, lowliest of all people? Is there a point investing in it in the same scrutiny of lowliness, or rise above it and go into connection?
A person who truly wants to see himself as putting forth an effort in the right place, who is scrutinizing his states, that who is working on behalf of the vessels in order to prepare them for the Creator to correct them, that he's doing his half of the work, he discovers that the whole world is corrected, and he is the only one who is corrupted. And this entire picture is set, arranged in that way, especially for him. We talked about it yesterday also regarding the family. In the workshop we had about the family, that if I see the family and my partner in life as an aid, helpmate made against one, then it's easy for me to subjugate myself, relatively, but at least to see the situation in the right way. And for us, for some reason, we disregard the corrections that happen in the family, and I know about myself how hard it is. Harder than it is with the friends. Yes?
John from Chicago is asking, should we ask to reach total despair, or should we ask to receive additional strength for exertion? What should be the request?
You cannot ask for help without despair, because that's simply an indication that you're still in the strength and the confidence that you are able to achieve something. Therefore, first I've labored, and then I found. And until you finish that measure of effort, you don't reach the outcry. And we reach the outcry through the exodus from Egypt and the tearing of the Red Sea, until we reach Mount Sinai. Yes?
Michael from Russia is asking, do I need to ask to bring correction to the group?
Say again?
Did I ask to bring correction to the group? Or should I ask to correct my attitude towards the group?
Again?
He's asking, Michael of Russia, should I ask to bring correction to the group, or should I ask to correct my attitude towards the group?
Both this and that. I don't know precisely what he has in mind, my attitude to the group or the correction of the group. There is no group per se. I don't know what that is. Outside of me is only the abstract light, his essence. Rather, everything is depicted within me. The group is in me as well as me towards the group, you see. So I don't quite know at what level he's asking. Either I'm asking for something for the group, or I'm asking for him to correct my vision, the way I see the group. If he'll correct the way I see the group, then I'll see the group as corrected. So I won't need to ask for the group, for him to correct the group. And if I ask for the group, for him to correct it, that's an indication that I see not myself as what has to be corrected, but rather that the group needs to be corrected. So the group is broken, not me. So I don't know quite how to... There are many possibilities here, in what manner, in what angle you're looking at it. That's how I see it. Maybe for him it's a bit more superficial, so... Yes.
He's writing here, we're obligated to exert in sanctity and purity. What is this exertion?
Making an effort, exerting in purity and sanctity, that's simple, that our desires, our intentions, the approach should be in order to bestow. What does it mean, in order to bestow? Very simply, to feel the desire of the other, that it's that simple inclination towards the connection of the vessels. What does it mean, in order to bestow? How can I unite with someone if I don't bestow? He has a certain deficiency, and I have a certain, say, surplus, and then I'm able to bestow upon him. And out of that, we connect. And that's how it is. Each and every one is making out of himself a male and a female, female and male, in a reciprocal manner. What can I bestow to the friends? How can I give the friend the opportunity to bestow towards me? And in such a way we connect. And then it's the same rule with a man and a woman. Divinity is between them. It exists between everyone. One has a deficiency, the other has a fulfillment. And in a different manner, I'll have the lack and he'll have the fulfillment. And thus we complement one another. John from Chicago is asking, how do I clarify to myself what is in my force that I can do and what should I ask for?
This I have to scrutinize. What do you mean? That is a question. How does it become clear? Only when I desire to connect the vessel that is in front of me. The vessel is simple. The entire world, all of reality, except for the point in the heart, this is the desire to receive that the Creator has created. And I need to see this entire system as connected beautifully. In my attitude of love and connection. If it's not in me in the full, complete emotional measure, then I, when I see the broken vessel, there is work to do. Of this entire broken vessel, they tell us, focus on the group first. And we run away from the group. That's why we say there is the same thing in a family. If you can run away from a family, then you're not studying Kabbalah. Kabbalists have placed this very simple precondition. If you're not married, you have nothing to study Kabbalah for, because you don't have the basic conditions for the beginning of correction. Why would you study? Yes?
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what can help a person put forth a true exertion?
What can help a person put forth true exertion? Only avut, mutual guarantee, the mutual thought that exists in the heart of the friends, that everyone cares about focusing their attention on the correct place. Then he will also be able to remember and not forget about the correct place of correction. Otherwise, he will not think about it. Our problem, the correction itself, in and of itself, is simple. It's a demand, it's a request, and the Creator answers. But to reach it, to locate it, to clear that place from all the debris, to discover it, that is the problem. For this, one requires great efforts, and they're not great because you work each and every moment, because sit and do nothing is better sometimes, because you might be actually going backwards. But the main thing is the quality of the exertion, that we correctly locate the place for correction, which two parts to connect. And here, only the general consensus, the general support, the mutual help, one will help his friend, and the collective joy and the importance of the goal and the self-nullification, all those things that are can really be done together. If not together, it's as if it's not worth performing any of these things. It throws you out, meaning it conceals you even more from the correct place. you erect walls instead of moving closer.
Menashe from Netanya is asking, what should I do if it's totally clear to me that I'm being sloppy in the exertion?
I don't know, come cry before the friends. Not cry, but start with the simplest things. We're not required to perform any special intentions or deep philosophical scrutinies or some deep study of tests. The main thing is, between all of us, find the fracture, the real fracture between us. Yes, Roy.
When he writes despaired of his own forces, he means our effort on the spiritual path, right?
Sure.
So, why does he then put all his corporeal problems on us, our entire life? If that's not hard enough, why does he put all these other things that can deflect you from...
He does nothing to you. He doesn't place any obstacle before you. The Creator is not doing this. You are confused. If from the first moment that you arrived here, you would have heard correctly that you need to correct our attitude between us and there to find the connection, and in the connection discover the spiritual world. If you'd have heard it simply and you would work to perform this, would anyone disturb you? Yeah, those obstacles would grow, but it's not really obstacles. It would be the coarseness, the avyuta of the next degree, the higher degree. But it's only for you to grow and rise in that connection, grow stronger in it. You will reveal the intensity of the connection, which is called the light. The fact that you look for the revelation of the Creator and not for a way to bestow to the other, and you're really somewhere else instead of between the friends, then whose fault it is? Possible that from the moment you've arrived to this date, you've put these erected these barriers in your way instead of moving closer. Even through those barriers, you arrive at the correct decision that you are desperate, that you've reached a dead end, that you have to turn back, that you have to walk a different way. But it's written, the Lord has created the straight men, and they made many calculations. The important thing, I'm saying, it's a very simple point, that we do not locate the place of the shattering. We want to prepare our hearts for fulfillment. That's our tendency. And we don't want to recognize that the place of fulfillment is between us. And between us there is this chasm, this gap, this empty space, dark. This I'm not bothered by, but I'm concerned because I'm empty, meaning I'm thinking of a completely different place than where the upper force should be revealed. Upper force I also interpret as fulfillment. It's beautiful, it's comfortable, it's pleasant, nice feeling. Not the force of fulfillment that is beyond, that is opposite to what I describe to myself, that when I bestow to the other, I fulfill him, is above myself. I do not think about it. I'm canceled. I'm in restriction. I am the opposite. I'm naked, and then I remove from myself all the fulfillments, and only towards the other. Only in this, above me. I look for ways of how to fulfill him. This is called spiritual fulfillment. But if I feel him, if I feel him in the other, to the extent that I'm willing to cause this above my own desires. I'm not even thinking in that direction. Sometimes I reach the tip of a feeling and some convention in the desert, but then I come back to my belly button, and that's it. And the society doesn't support me so that I will be able to concentrate on this very sharp point. And my ego is also pulling me downwards into the abyss. So what can I do? And all this because we do not hold each other. The force that can save us exists between us in the connection, in this band. And not in each and every one.
Yes. This force that is between us, between the friends, it is supposed to help me cope with, you know, separate everything that is happening to me in my corporeal life versus...
This is the light. The force that exists between us is the light. This is where we need to demand it from. In those crevices between us, those barriers, those walls, that's where the light exists, the Creator, between us. This is where He is concealed. And you can discover him only when we begin to connect ourselves so those crevices will be gone. Then you discover him in that place where he is currently concealed. What?
Why do I hear you say that so many times? And each time that I hear you, I nod and...
Because you do not perform these things in the correct place.
Why? Why do we constantly go to the wrong place?
Because you can't agree to what Rabash is saying. We have gathered here. Well, where is the foundation of this new society? We'll follow in the footsteps of Bala Sulam. What he writes. You need to decide and perform at every moment. And again, if each one is concerned not about himself but about the others, it will never exist. If I think, how will I do it, it does not work. Each thought has to go through the others. Because the system is analog. Yes, Moshe.
I'm trying to depict to myself how is it that every action, every thought is through everyone. I don't even recognize that I care about myself every moment. I mean, how do I care about, where do I care about myself? I mean, every moment. Sometimes I recognize that, but even that, which is something natural.
If you decide that the kli, the vessel, is what connects you and not what exists in each one, but what exists between you, this is called the kli, the vessel. The air between us, there is a space here. In that space, there are lumps of meat. And in between them, there is air. This air between them, this is the spiritual realm. The flesh in this air is the corporeal world. That's it. So stop thinking about the flesh, your beast. Give it something that it, so it would be quiet. Throw your dog his bone and start taking care of the air.
But I don't recognize that I even take care of the flesh, so how can I take care of this air?
Don't worry about the flesh.
But I don't recognize
that. What do you mean you don't recognize? That you care about yourself?
Yes, that at every moment, every action I think about, how do I fill up myself? I mean, the intention, I don't even...
But you understand that this is so.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Okay, so you are without consciousness. You are unconscious, and you're not aware at every given moment of what you're doing. But you somehow exist.
Yes.
In a way where you're even below the feeling of life. Now, how to rise to an awareness of life? Only if they will give you the importance that they will hold you in a certain degree, and that's the society, the environment. That's why the rule is each one will help his friend. That we must reinforce the general awareness, and then no one will think not about the flesh and not about anything, but only about the air between us. Necessarily so.
So it seems to me that we have to scrutinize what is the environment. I spend 3 hours every day in the lesson, 2 more hours in the workshop.
The environment is called the collective thought that is common to all of us.
So why doesn't it work? Maybe the problem is in me? I don't know.
They don't activate it, so it doesn't act. We're going to Zohar. So think about it. You have 45 minutes to think. How can we exist in a single thought? That's it. Reading together, listening together. A single light works on us. How do we bring it even a little bit of that feeling that we're together, and it will work? Let's see.
We're going to move on to the next part of the lesson from Tess, from the Zohar.